And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you today from the Limitless at a Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We have Captain Matty Barlow is here. We're going to be talking some great fishing that happened this week and about stuff that's coming up soon, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Upgrades March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great day. Pumped to have Matt in the studio. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, great to have you, Captain Barlow.
Good morning, guys.
Pull that mic up real friendly to yourself there. And yeah, so Limitless out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And boat is so beautiful. Yeah, I was over there yesterday. And tell us about the boat, first of all.
The Limitless is a 1978 44-foot Pacifica. They're built in Costa Mesa back in the day. And, yeah, it's a real stable platform. We hold a lot of bait. Our groups really enjoy it for that, for comfort and then the fishability of the boat. So, yeah.
There is no better platform ever built than a 44 Pacifica.
Especially for what we
do. Fishing, six-pack sport fishing boat.
It's the one.
It's the boat.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've been out on really choppy weather, and that it really tells you the difference when you're on that boat.
Yeah.
You just get in the trough and just... Everyone can fish a bait comfortably. We've been in the worst stuff and been fine. So, yeah, it's a real comfortable ride, fishy boat. So, stoked to have it.
I mean, obviously, a 44 is a very big boat, but Pacific is in general. Like, you put that next to a 40-something whatever else, and it's like it's somehow twice the size. They're huge everywhere. And I love it. I love that boat so much.
And legendary boat, too.
Yeah, legendary boat.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, taking a lot of people fishing.
Yeah. I'd like to shout out to Tom Paterno.
Yeah.
Just a legendary guy and a really good friend of mine. He passed away last year in September from cancer. And he was really the main, you know, he was the Limitless, still is
sure.
The Limitless, and I'm just honored to basically take on the boat.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I bought it, too, is because of Tom, and he was like, you know, kind of hopefully carry on his legacy. So shout out to Tom.
Tom with Ricky
Love
and I got
man.
To fish with Tom. And
yeah, legend.
When he was up and up at Dana Wharf, and just an amazingly great human being. That was a huge
classic. I still have people call me all the time, he's the nicest guy, he's very charismatic and obviously a wonderful fisherman.
Yeah.
Miss him a lot. So,
for sure.
But what a great thing to keep that was his life and legacy and you run it to that high of a standard, and that's pretty badass.
Yeah, every time I want to cut a corner on the boat I'm not going to do this job, I'm like, Tom's like, no, Matt, let's do it this way.
So, do it right.
Go,
that's cool.
Go back to Marine Exchange, do it right.
Go big.
It's a cool boat.
And every Pacifica was almost fashioned after that boat because he did everything so right.
Yeah, and the factory tower on it's pretty unique. You see it driving around, you're like, I mean, still to this day, I don't believe it's my boat. Like, I see it out, someone else is driving it for me.
Beautiful.
I'm like, that's, it has really nice lines. So.
Yeah. So you have everything on that virtually. You have the sonar, right?
Yeah, we have pretty much, everything that, your modern sport boat would have. Sonar, we just put in, we have a refrigerated fish hold, but in that fish hold, then we've converted it to a bait slammer because we do a lot of 2.5-day trips.
Wow.
So we carry a lot of bait now. So that's key. And as you know, bluefin fishing, there's only, you always want more. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it has everything you could need, and full galley, sleeping quarters for everybody, and super comfortable. So,
you take an average of 6 people on the boat?
Yeah, we take 6, I'd say 4 to 5 on the longer trips, is most comfortable. We take up to 6, yep.
Yeah, nice. And strictly charter, you do any open party stuff?
Pretty much charter. We'll do open party. It's just hard sometimes to string together people, but we'll do one in the spring or late fall, get some Coronado Islands trips or some open party bluefin trips, but mostly charter, yeah.
Dana is such a rad spot to run an operation like that from, too. Like, you've just got the perfect location, all the things that you need, the parking super easy, everything about your operation is right.
Yeah, the parking's, that's simple, guys. Pull right in, dump their stuff, and off we go.
Yeah.
There's no drama over there. It's just kind of
free parking.
Free parking, and the market's great, and get whatever you need, beer, your snacks, your tackle. Steve and Johnny over at Dana Landing have been great. So, stoked to park over there.
So what's included? Let's say we're going to charter an overnight trip on the on the Limitless. Do you bring your own food? Do you guys buy food? How does it work?
Basically, you just bring your pillow and your blanket. We take care of the licenses, the food. We do breakfast and lunch on the overnight and snacks. And, it's basically walk on, walk off.
That's so cool.
Yeah, bring your towel for a shower and... we got everything else handled. So,
sweet.
Yeah, we do everything from half day to 2.5 day. But in the summer, mostly it's day and a half to 2.5 day trips, I'd say. Guys, especially with this bluefin, this night fishing, the longer trips are kind of the way to go.
What if somebody says, I want to go to Clemente and catch yellows and have fun over there? You do that kind of stuff?
I say, yes, please.
That's where Tom Paterno used to go all the time.
Yeah, I see Tom's face with that island. Yeah, I mean, that place is... It's one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah.
The fishing isn't always A+, but it's just a great experience on that island.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Totally.
Yeah, so.
So you do some of that, too.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of that,
Not just bluefin and bus.
Oh, no. We do it all. Personally, I like to mix it up. On a 2.5-day trip, some groups are let's fish bluefin the whole time. But, if you catch your quota or whatever, they're over it. There's other options, and Clemente is one of them. Or, structure fishing at Tanner, Cortez.
Sure.
There's yellowtail fishing is my favorite. So anytime we can do that, I'm in.
Yeah.
So a lot of our groups love it, too. So get away, and a lot of times if there's weather or whatever, great place to...
Always somewhere to tuck in.
Yeah, 100%.
You said you were at the Coronado Islands the other day, and some fishing going on there.
Yeah, we saw a really good sign of yellowtail down there at the islands. We were the only boat down there. It took a little while to find them. It was after a little blow, but we saw some really nice schools. They didn't bite like they should, but we saw really good sunny yellowtail down there.
So you'll do that too? Do
oh, yeah.
3/4 day trip over there?
Yeah, we do a 3/4 day or a full day trip to the islands. And same thing, we take care of all the permits and all the, you know, the all the, you know, bracelets and FMN. We take care of all that.
All the necessary
paperwork. It's walk on, walk off. And like I said before, I love yellowtail fishing, so.
Yeah.
If the conditions are right down there, it's one of my favorite places.
So if somebody calls up and says, I want to go yellowtail fishing, you go, yeah.
Yeah, we don't say no. So let's go. Yeah,
That's cool.
Yep.
So Limitless has bunks for everybody, right?
Yep.
If you bring six, there's a place for everybody to sleep if you do an overnight or a 2.5 day.
Yep. We have full bunks for six and then two heads, full heads, and
two
a shower.
Full heads. Yep. Wow. And a shower.
And what about tackle? Like bring your own boat have you? Have somewhere in between?
We have a lot of good top-of-the-line tackle. Seeker rods, CalStar rods, and then Pin takes care of us as far as the reels are concerned. So, really, you don't have to bring anything. But, you know, guys want to bring their own stuff, and we welcome that, too. But definitely our new groups or groups that don't have tackle or don't want to bring it, we have, like, top-of-the-line stuff.
You have everything.
Yeah, too much. It's like every time I bring the stuff down from my house at Oceanside in off season, it takes me like three truckloads.
Yeah. It's amazing how much stuff you can store in a boat, right?
Oh, yeah. Those like 30 wides take up a lot of room. Yep.
So if somebody wants to go bluefin tuna fishing here as they're biting right now,
man, biting.
You,
crazy.
You have charters available?
Yeah, we do. We have quite a few dates in this early season stuff. We really ramp it up, I'd say, like middle of May, in the May. But right now we have openings for sure.
Yeah. April.
Yeah, April.
Wide open. Early May.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which
way to go.
Could be the best time. The way it's been biting, right, Ricky, you were saying?
Dude, it's... we can't even say anymore, like, man, it's going to happen. It's going to, it looks good. Like, it happened this week. You know, it was legit very good bluefin fishing. And the tackle store yesterday was happening. I mean, it felt like a summer day in June. Guys coming in, line on reels. We had multiple boats going. Yesterday morning, the Pacific Dawn came in from a day and a half trip. They had 18 guys. They had 20, it was either 22 or 25 fish over 100. They had limits, you know, limits for their trip with like 25 over 100. Like, it was wild. I mean, it was back to looking like a long range trip came in. There was, you know, the slab was full. It was full of 100 pounders. Like,
and you said
crazy.
it was an older group of guys too.
It was, yeah, it was just it
like
was
guys like my age.
It wasn't like
that's scary to think, right?
Like, you know, like there are groups, you know, that, you know, are big fish killers that, you know, go on the Loanne and the Queen, and like those guys are like they've all like
young tough guys
assembled like the groups of killers. And the trip on the Dawn was a bunch of dudes who were fired up to go fishing in the early season, and they crushed them.
Wow,
it was so cool to see. It's on and happening.
It's happening.
I know we got some weather, and I'm sure the guys had some weather to contend with last night, but I'm sure there was biting fish to be had.
Or
I know we saw the Tribute caught some fish last night, but yeah, it's on and happening. And Mike said that, you know, like the very first school that they rolled into when everybody dropped down, he said everybody had one on and they were all over 100 pounds.
Oh boy. Oh.
Yeah, it's wild.
That must have been fun, huh?
Yeah, in March.
It's March and it's within day and a half.
That's the beauty of those spring trips too, you know.
Totally.
Light loads and you know, there might be a little bit of risk with the weather, but there's some rewards. So
you got that.
If you have time, it's not a bad time to go hit it. You like bluefin.
Yeah. So how far will you go on the Limitless?
Oh, it's pretty much as far as needed, but we've been to, you know, like San Martin. I'd say it's kind of the cutoff, for us. And then, you know, the Outer Banks, you know, Cortez, Cherry Bank, you know, out there
all
as far as we need to.
Yeah, too far.
Yeah, but,
too far.
Yeah, we go there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great. And so if somebody wants to book a charter, is there a calendar or how do they do it?
Yes.
You guys aren't easy to get a date on the boat is, you know, so well booked up, and I know so many repeat people. Like, how do we slide in?
Yeah, we do have a lot of repeat customers from over the years, but we have a website, limitlesssportfishing.com. There's a live calendar on there, so they can book their trip right there, see a description of the boat, the trips, pictures of everything, but you can book right online. It's a live calendar, or you can call me directly. So that's
what's your number?
619-987-7814.
But you're on the boat all the time. How do you do all that?
We have Starlink.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Starlink. Yeah, that doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah,
Starlink's a, I mean, that thing still changed my life or everybody's life. So
yeah. It's so even when you're out fishing, you can talk to Matty Barlow on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't live without that thing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, you got to run a business, right?
Yeah.
You got to run a boat and a business.
Yeah, like, hey, go pick up. I needed to call the grocery list in or whatever, book a charter or whatever. Yeah. I have two kids at home. Like, yeah, what's going on, you know?
So sure.
It's a game changer for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is wild to think about. You know, you did have to run a business that three quarters of your time, you just literally can't, you know, no matter what, there's nothing you can do. You can't even think about, like, you know.
Yeah, you can't reach your wife on, like, the VHF. So, you know, Starlink's great.
That's
so,
cool. Yeah. It worked. It's a good thing, yeah, for sure. Well, that's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Barlow on the Limitless and some good fishing going on here.
Well, and you haven't started to scratch the surface on all that success with that big bluefin these guys have had the last couple of times. It's going to be such a great time talking to one of the true experts, and we're going to have a great time doing it. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213 area code 432-1090 is our phone number, or you can send us a text. We've already been getting some great texts, and texting the show only happens through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download the app. As soon as you fire it off, right off the bat, you'll see the text the show option. Click that link, and you can send in your text message questions. And when you do, make sure that you include your contact info, because if you win today's big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a cool prize this is, thanks to our good friends at AFCO. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today is going to win 5 AFCO Blue Fever lures. And you're basically going to get a sample of all the new stuff that got introduced last year, including the swimmer, the crossbreed, the digger, their jerkbait, their hybrid, which is a really cool lure. It's like the crossbreed, a dart style jig, but a polymer jig, something you can cast that doesn't sink real fast, stays up high in the water column. A really, really cool option too from AFCO.
The whole line is the right hooks, the right hardware,
that was
everything. I mean, they're high end stuff. This is well over $100 package.
That was exactly their thing, like the dart style jigs, the swimmer, like, which is like a Cabrilla calico bass, yellowtail, you know, surface ironing style out of a polymer bait, like all of those. You'll see them like hanging on the pegs, and they're a couple of dollars more than other things. But obviously the fit and finish is really nice, but more so, like, they use super high-end hooks and super high-end split rings. And, you know, if you go buy an X brand overseas, you know, dart style jig, and it's $3 cheaper, well, then you got to buy it, and then you got to put a $1.50 split ring on it, and then you got to put a $3 hook on there, and it ends up costing you more money than a good one from AFCO did to start with.
Right, yeah. So one lucky caller is going to win that whole package today.
No doubt. Again, if you want to get through on the phone, 213-432-1090, or send us those texts on Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hi, this is Pete, and I'm here to tell you about an exciting new 14-week fishing event from CCA California. It's the Star Tournament, starting Memorial Day weekend and continuing through Labor Day. You could win one of 10 grand prizes, including a new special edition 18-foot center console Parker boat, powered by a 150 Yamaha outboard. It includes a trailer, and it's all thanks to West Coast Marine Service in Costa Mesa. There's also a chance to win cool weekly prizes throughout the summer. All you do is catch a qualifying fish and then enter to win through the Fishing Chaos app. From bass to bluefin, you can enter up to 2 qualifying fish per category per day. Just as importantly, the Star Tournament supports CCA California and the fight for your right to fish. To sign up and check out the Star rules, visit ccacalifornia.org. It's only $40 to enter for CCA California members. Don't miss out on the Summer of the Star.
Day at the Docks is back, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and out in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. The fishing season is here, so take advantage of our inventory and sale prices while you can. Plus, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 7th.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We develop the tools for the EK DNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, if you want to get through in the phones, we're having a great morning this morning. 213-432-1090.
Win that AFCO lure pack, which everybody wants that stuff, that's for sure. Hey, the big 54th annual Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fishing Tournament is coming up Saturday, May 11th. Just a little over a month away. Hard to believe that's happening. And such a great event.
That's so cool.
Such great people.
How about a tournament that's been going for 54 years in a row? Like, that doesn't happen if it's not well-run, cool group of people.
You fished in it.
I love it. Yeah, it's really, it's just a fun time. It's a bunch of people that get together. The dinner afterwards is rad. Big fundraising. It's great. Money goes to a great cause.
Yeah. Includes breakfast, buffet, includes the world-famous fish taco dinner that they do. Thousands of dollars in raffle prizes. And this year, for the first year, benefits Friends of Rollo. Captain Rollo's
cool.
Kids at Sea, which is really cool. They're going to give half the proceeds to Elder Help and half the proceeds to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. So when you enter the tournament this year, you're going to be taking kids fishing. So
that's rad.
Really great group of people there over at Southwestern. So if you want to get in, they actually have an easy way to register this year. You can register on check more information that you can check out anglers at swycanglers.org. You can email them, or better yet, find their poster and then just hit the little QR code.
Yeah.
And that takes you right to the registration. You can register right online through that QR code.
We got a big poster in the front doors of the tackle store, and multiple people have done exactly that. You scan the thing up and boom, press the buttons
right
and you're in. And like I said, that's one of those tournaments. It reminds me of like the Bay Bass tournament or whatever. Like, yes, you're in a fishing tournament, but it's way more just a really good time. Lots of BSing back and forth with all the boats. It's breakfast in the morning. It's dinner afterwards. Like, it's more of an event and like a really fun time than a tournament. But, you know, there's still a ton to be won. And
yes,
you still got to, you know, still got to puff your chest and show your buddy how big your reds are compared to the, you know, weaklings that he caught, you know.
For sure, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
But there's some good fishing going on.
No doubt.
Lingcod and reds.
I mean, there's always lingcod side pot. And there's always every year when that thing comes in, it's like, how on earth did you find a local? I mean, how was that thing still around? You know, it's cool. It's a fun time.
Yeah, so join it. It's really fun. It's a little over a month away. It's going to be here before we know it.
And Southwestern Yacht Club runs such a good event,
they
too. It's clean. It's really good people over there. It's awesome.
And they're going to give a lot of money to take kids fishing.
Even better.
Thanks to Captain Rowell as well. Let's jump into that. Do you have a great text there, Rick?
You got it. Yeah, I definitely do. And again, if you want to send us a text, that's available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. This first one says, with Rockfish opening coming soon. I was curious if Maddie has any opportunity to do rockfish charters with the opener coming up. Also, if you had any methods on targeting bigger fish, you know, when it's just rockfish fishing and everything seems to be about the same, how do we take it to the next level?
Thanks for the question. Yeah, we do have rock. I love rock fishing and yellowtail fishing, so two of my favorites. But yeah, we do have openings, and then generally when we're fishing rockfish, I like to fish a little bit deeper than fish on the edges, so it's kind of an adventure for me to go on the hunt and find them. But you know, generally bigger baits and fresh baits like get bigger bites, and obviously if you're targeting lingcod or what have you, making a tank of mackerel doesn't hurt. But yeah, we love it.
That's cool. And yep. How fun has this been these last season here with new depth availability and new grounds and areas that haven't been open forever being open again? I mean, it brought a whole... Rock cod fishing has always been something really fun and a challenge and sonar and all those things. But, like, now you open, you know, what feels like virgin ground has been hitting so long, and it's another level now.
Oh, it's opened up everything, you know, especially fishing at other places off the beach here. There's so much opportunity if you know where to look. And yeah, we, like I said, I like to fish a little bit deeper than most, so it all opened up more of that area for us. So I'm stoked.
And then going to your favorite island, San Clemente Island, there's some great spots out there.
Yeah,
huh?
There is.
So
yeah.
When you can do like your combo trip, yellowtail, bluefin, rockfish.
Yep, part of the we have a couple groups that are like, we want to go rock fishing. So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like bluefin, you know, whatever. But part of the trip, we want to go rock fish.
Yeah.
So it's usually part of, you know, a trip.
That's
so
cool.
It's one of my favorites, like I said. So, yeah
for sure. Well, hey, Captain Ken Frank, speaking of rock fish.
Yeah, right.
Good morning.
Know a little something about
that. Guy that works a lot on it.
I was downstairs in the office listening to you guys. I thought I'd come up and say good morning.
Well, good morning. Great to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to the show. Great show. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning, Ken.
And, yeah, I just thought I'd stop by and mention we've got an aircraft started last week, so spotter point's going to be out.
Flying.
Already found like 14 big areas of fish that first flight alone.
14? Crazy.
Yeah.
14 areas.
Areas.
You know what I mean? Like, they didn't find 14 schools, like 14 different zones.
Well,
you know,
the schools were big enough, I'd call it an area.
That's right.
But anyway, really, really excited, and I think we're in for an amazing season.
How often are you going to be flying the plane for the sport fishing boat?
In the beginning of the season here, a couple of days a week.
Uh-huh.
We want to just track everything, and, you know, for the folks out there, that's a big deal when the operators, before they leave the dock, they already know what area they're going to.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year.
That's awesome.
That SAC office has been a busy place. We're right next door here at the world headquarters of the SAC office, and you've had meetings with the feds this week. You've had meetings with the Cal Fish and Game. I mean, what's been going on over there?
Yeah. Well, what we do before each season.
Mexico contingent over there, yeah.
Yeah. Before each season, we have all the captains and owners in the fleet. Each landing comes into the office for an all-hands meeting, and we go over, you know, what to expect, and all the regulators come in, and, hey, here's what we, you know, need help with when we come aboard the boats, and it just streamlines everything for the customers. So no surprises, everybody working well together, and yeah, this is just going to be an amazing season, especially it's March. Good God.
Still March, yeah. And there's the rockfish regulations coming up April 1st, which is just a little over a week away.
Yeah, everything ought to be ratified at that.
By then?
Yeah, it's at this Nest Fish and Game Commission hearing. So all the listeners out there, remember, go to the Fish and Game website, because everything, at least that offshore ground fishing and everything, Cal Cod Conservation Area, there's going to be a lot of changes, and you want to make sure that
positive,
you know.
Positive changes?
Oh, all good stuff, yeah.
Yeah?
I think the majority of it's good stuff, not always perfect, but to be able to fish, like Manny was saying, all those new areas haven't been fishing a long, long time.
Yeah,
a lot of opportunity, and we'll just
you
keep
on
working.
You want to talk any about that at all?
You know, I probably ought to wait until I hear what the Fish and Game Commissioner says.
There's but, been some speculation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before, let's not speculate. Let's have the final.
Yeah.
This is Ken.
We like to talk facts.
I can speculate.
Now, let's speculate. But, yeah.
But
good news,
April,
baby.
Let's just say, okay, starting April, let's pick it out of them. April 1st,
Are we going to be able to fish all depths like we did before?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great.
I believe it went to the council already, so okay. That kind of pre-flighted it, but then the Fish and Game Commission gets to talk about and vote on those things in California waters.
Okay.
So, but I'm pretty confident that it's going to emulate what the feds have done. So,
and
yeah.
There's speculation that there's going to be three different seasons.
Yeah, so all depth to begin with, and then in the center of the summer, it'll be near shore, 50 fathoms or less, because they want to make sure everybody, while they're fishing sea bass or yellowtail or whatever, you know, they can keep their rockfish. But then the last 3 months of the season, what's proposed, we're waiting to hear what the Fish and Game Commission says, is have that be deeper than 50 fathoms to get everybody away from copper rockfish primarily.
Great.
We were at the council. We got all the fishermen involved. Everybody worked together. Even Cal Fishing Game. Everybody was working, pulling to try to make sure that the fishermen, the anglers, get the best opportunity possible.
But again, this is not official yet. It has to be ratified this next week by.
Yeah, it'll be discussed at the Fish and Game Commission hearing, and then the commissioners are going to vote on what the parameters are that they're comfortable with in California. But it's going to be along those lines. So we just encourage everybody, download the Fish and Game app. They got a really new, updated app that's really good, and go take a look at that. And then after this Fish and Game hearing, it'll have the groundfish regulations, it'll have the maps, all that kind of stuff for you.
Anything new in Mexico we should be aware of?
No, business as usual.
Okay.
Yeah, things are very good. We're going to have both Baja Sur and Baja North representatives at the docks.
Yep. April 7th.
We're going to have the stack booth, and on one side's going to be Baja Sur, on one side's Baja North.
No kidding.
Welcome all the government officials from Mexico. Relations are really good. People can now buy fishing licenses if you're in Baja North. On the stack website, it's just a portal that goes to Baja North. Same thing for Baja Sur.
So there's two different portals on the stack website?
Yeah, they're one right above the other.
And it doesn't matter where you buy it?
Not really.
Your choice.
But, you know, out of respect for the local community up here, if you're going to be fishing the Coronado Islands, use the Baja North site. If you're going to be fishing down below, use the Baja Sur site.
Okay.
That way everybody's getting a piece of the pie, but the difference is that money gets to stay in the local community now and be spent on local community projects for fisheries. And that's where the rubber meets the road. We're now contributing to the local community, and we've just watched relations continue to improve.
Wow.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
So Sunday, April 7th, 2 weeks from tomorrow, day at the docks at San Diego Landings, go by the SAC booth and meet and thank the Mexican officials for the opportunity to fish in their water.
Absolutely. And we're going to have a giant tuna to come pose for pictures in between us. So it'll be fun.
Ken, thanks for all your hard work and your update. We sure appreciate it. And keep us posted.
Yeah, so
Let us know when all that stuff is ratified.
And I'm still waiting to see the video of the underwater submarine from all the CalCods along with some lats and longs.
I tell you what, Ricky, you come by this week, I'll show you the video. You ain't getting no numbers.
I've been working them for that for a long time.
Me too, buddy. Me too. Thanks, Ken.
Appreciate that
That's very awesome.
All right. Phones are packing up. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. Let's talk to Daniel. Called us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. What's up, Daniel? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
I have a question. For the captain, does the board offer double bunks, let's say, if my wife wanted to go with?
Yeah, we do. I mean, yeah.
Don't you have a stateroom on there, too?
Yeah, we have a full stateroom, master stateroom, yep.
Yeah.
And then a Ford V-Bur.
So you and your wife could have a stateroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Daniel, it's the Cadillac, and if that's what you're wanting to do, and, you know, your wife's into fishing and wanting to go with you, but, you know, going with a bunch of dudes you don't know isn't her thing, this is exactly it. I mean, it becomes your trip, and you can tailor it to what she wants, and, you know, the bathroom's private, you can shut the door to your room and not worry about it.
And better yet, gather three or four of your buddies and take her along and have your own charter. That's the idea.
Yeah, we do. We have in that master stateroom, we have a queen size bunk. So you and your wife or your girlfriend or what have you, it's very comfortable and it's private. So yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you all covered.
Nice. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I had another text come through. It says, hey, good morning, guys. When I go fishing on the Limitless, I've gotten so used to fish processing with the fishing under the big landings. Any way to make that happen when we go aboard? That's from Larry in Carlsbad.
Hey, Larry, good morning. Yeah, so we work with five-star Fisherman's Processing, Sportsman's Seafood, and then Kelly at Fast and Easy Pickup and Processing. So,
yeah, we have them all.
We work with them all, and it's the same program. We make a reservation, and we have Kelly at Fast and Easy Pick It Up, and it can be processed wherever you like. Yeah, so we got that covered. Nice. Like 95% of our groups do that.
Yeah. So have pick it up, and then he takes it over to wherever you want to go.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. So primarily we use 5-star. I mean, 90% of the time, yeah.
Yeah, very good. All right. Hey, that's awesome. So much fun. And here's one here from Ted in San Diego. It says, good morning, gents. Sounds exciting. Unfortunately, I don't have 6 friends to charter locally. Well, come on, man. Get out there and branch out.
Charter locally. I'll be your buddy. Like, no problem.
How do I join a 1.5 to 2-day charter open party bluefin and yellowtail trip? He wants to go with another group. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is. So I have a list of guys
I can
get on the bat phone and make a couple calls, and then I have a list of guys that, you know, are in a similar situation. So yeah, we piece together trips like that.
Yeah.
So for sure.
So you could get, like, you have 3 on a trip, you could call Ted and go, hey, Ted, I got a spot on this trip.
Yeah, a lot of guys have that. You know, they don't have 5 other buddies,
sure,
that, or they got like 1 or 2, you know, and then you piece together a group, and then a lot of times these groups come together and they're like, you know,
hey man, let's do that again.
Yeah, it's a great way to meet new people and go fishing with cool people, and you know, yeah, we have that a lot. So yeah, just ring me up and we can put that together, no problem.
Once you start getting used to the style that you guys do and the comfort that you provide and how easy the trips are, it's easy to get hooked. Like, so I get that for sure. You know, you maybe have your 1 or 2 charters, but that's not enough to scratch the itch. So you get your couple of trips in there, and that's a cool way to get a couple more in there.
Yeah.
Or you can just be like Rob Butler and just...
Rob James, excuse me.
Yeah. And just charter the boat all the time.
Charter all the time.
Yeah, he pretty much has like all September charters. So, you again, Rob. Hi.
He just parks his gear on and leaves it.
Here's a great thing. Rob uses that for business. He takes customers out.
Yep.
And that's, do you have a lot of other companies that take advantage of that?
A majority of it is like company entertainment. You know, like we have a lot of contractors and different folks in different industries that like customer entertainment. It's a great way to take customer and bond and
absolutely
go fishing, have a couple of beers, have great food, and hopefully catch a lot of yellowtail and bluefin. So it's a big part of our business.
So if you have a company and you want to take a group out, 6 or less, this is the perfect perfect chance for you.
It really is. It's an intimate experience, and like everybody's you know, captive and held there, and you know, you're not, you go to some other corporate thing and everybody goes off and does their own thing. Like, all of you are in the same area, BSing and having a good time. And
you say, well, I need to take more than 6. Well, just do multiple charters then, like Rob does.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You can do, you know, 20 charters. That's fine with us.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
Yeah, we're good.
You have space available for that?
Not really, but we'll, you know.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So you're going to basically chartering now through October.
Yeah, we pretty much run through the middle of November. You know, Thanksgiving's kind of our cutoff, but like last handful of years, we've been running into middle of November. Yeah, and a lot of times it's the best fishing. I mean, we talk about this. Like, people give up on October, November, even December, but some of the best weather, some of the best fishing opportunities. So don't shy away from October and November. It's a couple of my favorite months for sure.
Do you ever chase the white ghost?
We do.
You do?
We do.
White sea bass?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But, I mean, the Limitless is pretty legendary.
Like
island fishermen.
Like
Catalina, Clemente, SBI, like Thomas.
There must be some spots on the on that GPS.
Yeah, he deleted them all, though. He unbolted the, or unplugged the plotter and took it with him. But, but yeah, we still have our spots. So, yeah, we do. We do it all, really.
That's great.
Yeah. We love, I mean, I personally love fishing structure, yellowtail, sea bass, you know, like, the outer islands fishing, and it's Yeah, it's my favorite.
I know that it takes, you know, like we see a lot of it on social media following you guys, and it's easy for them to take the spotlight, but you guys have had so much success with that big bluefin. Again, it's the way, you know, if that's really your desire to catch a big one, it is the way to do it, because a lot of those, you know, high trophy class fish, they're caught with kites and trolling, and they're basically caught with techniques that lend themselves to smaller groups rather than, you know, hoping your kite rotation comes up. And
correct.
When you're there with a few guys, and you guys have just had so much success, like how are you and your crew, you're really good at it. What is it that sets you guys apart from everybody?
I'd say it's just the opportunity for being doing it as long as we have, mm-hmm. like in this fishery, and just constantly like adapting to the different techniques, and just when you're out there day in, day out, and you're kind of doing it, like you get in a groove and you just get better at something. And by no means are we like top of the top guys, are actually, but we do it a lot. So.
Pretty well.
You are. Yeah. You're just not giving yourself that credit. You absolutely
so,
are.
Like, a lot of times looking in the glasses, using your eyes, and figuring out where that fish is. And once you locate it, there's, you know, being able to present baits or different techniques, knowing when to use one technique or the other, or like that California flyer is huge for us. Like, we use that thing a lot. Like, slow walking that thing around where you can't maybe not do that with, like, with a boat with 30 people on, you know? Yeah. Lot, you know.
So that's successful for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's the technique? You just, like, slow moving
like
around?
Like, you see a school or what have you, you know, and you get that the beauty of that California flyer is if a lot of times that fish is that, like, 100, you know, that smaller grade, you know, fish.
A small 100-pounder.
Yeah, like, you're fishing a frozen flyer and it misses it, right? It'll rip off a wing or a chopstick. You know, that California flyer keeps you in the game. You don't have to bring the bait back. And, you know, so you get multiple chances. But slow trolling that thing, get out in front of a school and walk a bait. It gets blasted, then you're able to shut it down and, you know, deploy other baits, and then we can get, you know, 3, 4, 5 fish going at a time. Group of six, that's pretty...
Holy mackerel, so rad.
Yeah, I think I get more excited than the group, but it's amazing.
That's the kind of stuff you can do on a boat, like the limitless.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, right. Exactly. We do a lot of that, and then, of course, the nighttime fishing, like, I'm into that. So you really have all day, all evening shot at catching a trophy bluefin with you and a handful of buddies. So,
but with premium tackle and the premium platform, like, it's the Cadillac.
Yeah, we don't mess around with the tackle, so I invested a lot in the tackle for, you know, because you don't want to lose these fish, and you know, fish of a lifetime for a guy, it's like you don't want to lose it on crappy tackle. So
do you go through a lot of California flyers, or are they pretty durable?
They are pretty durable. You know, the wings are great. You know, like, the bait's really durable, but it, like, say you get a few fish on it, you can unplug the wings and then put in a peg, and you're off you go again. You know, so we have like 5 or 6 of them ready to go. So we're like one after another, and then the new Delta flyer, right? Like, I haven't used it personally, but, like, I'm pretty excited about using it.
Fill me in.
California flyer.
New version.
Delta flyer.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yep. Yeah. Wings are swept back a little more, kind of like the way that, you know, the way that we have found that seems to go the best, and the bait, it stays upright really good. You know, it floats under its own so much better, so it can be fished. You know, it can basically be fished off of the rod tip instead of, you know, like a where I think that thing's going to be huge. So Maddie's use is obvious. They're very, very good with it, and deployed from a kite, you know, stealthily put it into a batch of fish and they catch them. What the new version is going to bring into it that guys haven't been able to do before is you're going to be able to be on a sport boat when those guys sonar up a big school and they're trying to throw bait and get over the top of it. You could slide one of those things back off of your rod tip because it's going to, you know, it's going to float under its own. You can now be fishing like a backpack style rig without having to do any of the
without a kite.
Mm-hmm.
So do you not want to fish the new Delta style on a kite?
I think you for sure do, but you don't always.
So which one do you?
Yeah. Well, I haven't used it yet, but we'll see. Yeah.
Given the opportunity, for sure you want it on a kite. It's better presentation, heavier gear, everything out of the water. You can place it better, but that option doesn't always exist for everybody.
Right.
Now this puts you into the game where before you weren't.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's gonna be a big one.
Made by the guys from California Flyer.
Yeah. What about when how do you decide when to fish a California Flyer versus a frozen? I mean, I know you guys always have both on board? Like, what is it that gives you decision to fish one over the other? You've certainly seen tons of success with both.
I think for me, it's just reading the conditions and kind of getting a feel for, like, what's going on. If the fish is real skittish, like, calmer conditions, like the fish are frozen flyer, or, like, you know, they're a little more finicky and less conditions. Like, I like a little more wind with a flyer, a California flyer.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've caught them. It's just day-to-day for me, really.
Yeah.
So you're using a lot. You're using Fresh Dad. You're using California Flyer.
Yeah.
You're using them all.
Yeah, exactly. But we've had a lot of success with that California Flyer in all conditions. But it's just kind of a day-to-day feel for me, you know, and what we go, like with the weather and the wind and what the fish is doing, what it's acting like. But more of a confidence thing, a day-to-day thing. I can't put it in my finger
so
on
if
it,
the wind's up a little bit more, you're more lean toward the California flyer.
Yeah, because it seems like when that, you get a little bit of breeze and the perks up a little bit, especially when you're kite fishing, right? Yeah. You know, we can, when it's greasy conditions, flat, it can sense a little bit more. So you can get away with a little bit more, like when there's more wind. But it's more of a feel, depending on what
sure.
I'm going to use. Yeah.
That thing just looks so right, especially with a little chop and texture on the water. The kite's dancing a little bit more, so the bait's moving a little bit more. It looks right.
Yeah, they've changed the way we fished a lot. And it's so efficient, like, especially when they're kind of being missing the bait a lot, you know, and you don't have to bring it in every time, like, you know, wing gets blown off. You can, that California flyer keeps you in the game, and you know keeps that bait out,
like, and you're not burning through a $30 bait each time.
Yeah, 100%. You know, if you're not, like, if you're buying those things, I mean, they get expensive,
totally
frozen. So unless you're making your own, which we do, but you know, you get low, like, if they're biting, you go through a lot
fast,
frozen, quick. So that's where that California flyer comes in.
That's good info. Hey, want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. We talked about it earlier. It is your true one-stop shop for everything that you need for a day on the water. A complete saltwater tackle shop, the full killer deli. They have licenses, boat rentals, fishing charters like the Limitless. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater as well as saltwater tackle that you need for a great day. They have live bait. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And then East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info.
I was over at Dana Landing yesterday, and there was a Gene sighting.
Oh,
see
Gene.
That?
Yeah.
He's back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
the
back?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. The legend Gene.
The legend. Yeah, he's back.
I like to hear. Well, I got an El Salto trip coming up in a couple weeks, and East County has been bleeding me of my hard-earned money,
there.
Let me tell you. They just did have so much stuff at ECBT, and the wall is huge, and I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff, man. And, like, I don't have that kind of tackle, and I like it, man.
That plastics wall is intimidating. You know,
they have everything. I mean, they have everything, and, man, it's just like behind the counter. They got a lot of Lucky Craft. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, it's cool. It's been really fun.
And you got to have so much stuff when you go on a trip like that. Because you don't know what it's going to bite.
I mean, I appreciate you saying that, because that's how we all feel.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is you could go
you
down
don't.
There. Yeah, you don't. That's for us. You know what I mean? Like, you could go down there with a bag of Senkos and a bag of lizards and a pack of hooks and probably jack up everybody on your trip. But I don't want to catch them that way. I want to catch them on this. I want to catch them on that. I want to do that. Yeah, we're having so much fun. And, you know,
ECBT is the spot.
It is the spot, man. I love it. Yeah, they've been getting me. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff at Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, too.
Like I say, they're
owned by the same people. They're pumping the inventory in that place.
No doubt about it, man. That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. We have more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. Also, your opportunity to win a full prize pack of those great new APCO lures.
Yeah, for sure. 213-432-1090. Get a chance to talk to Maddie. Hey, maybe you have your own boat you want to pick his brain about fishing the flyers or whatever. 213-432-1090. Hey, our Tony Reyes trip next month out of the Longfin actually had some spots open up. It's been sold out for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, I think, five openings that opened up on the Tony Reyes trip. It's at April 21st through the 26th. So if you want to go, contact the Longfin in Orange or check TonyReyes.com and grab a chance on that trip. Such a great time. And Tommy P will be hosting that trip. And then I might also add, too, is spots opened up on our six-day Shogun trip in October, as well as our eight-day trip in December on the Royal Polaris. So those are a couple opportunities. Those trips never open up, but we have some openings open, quite a few openings actually on both trips. So if you want to go on that six-day Shogun trip in October or the RP trip in December, contract the office there. Either check ShogunSportFishing.com or RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or give them a call in the office and jump on those trips. We also have spots open on our October Palma Steak Cortez trip, which I'm just absolutely flabbergasted that we do. So if you want to go on that, check VanWormerResorts.com and jump on that trip. It's always one of my favorite trips of the year to get on, for sure. So I have a great text here from John in San Diego, and he says, "What is the most unusual catch that you had last season?"
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Most unusual catch.
You guys do any of that? Like, have you caught any nighttime jigging, like oil fish or Escalar or any of that kind of stuff?
It wasn't last year, but we caught, not on the Limitless, but on the Impulse. When we ran the Impulse, we caught Escalar and Opa. But, last year we didn't, nothing too unusual outside of the bluefin. But, we have caught Escalar and Opa when I ran the Impulse. Yep. But last year, not so much.
Speaking of unusual, like, I'll tell you what was unusual. unusual is having 200-pound bluefin. And then also, what I'm really hoping we get another shot at, and it kind of looks like it is. I'm sure we'll hear from Captain Mike Pritchard on the Tribute, and so I don't want to steal his thunder. But last year we had a crazy good grade of yellowfin tuna. Like that yellowfin that was around was all really nice, and in March. On day-and-a-half trips, like, the Tribute already had some of those big yellowfins, like, mixed in with the bluefin that they caught. And,
yeah.
And again, it's that really nice grade. And, man, I hope that happens again. Like, how fun was that?
It's the most fun. You don't know what you're going to catch, right? You're going to catch a bluefin or a 50 to 75-pound yellowfin. That's pretty cool. And in March,
that?
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I know all they are on the Supreme caught some as well. So, that bodes well. When that stuff mixes up, it likes to bite. So...
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to see. Usually that's something you see in September or October, but
and with that volume of yellowfin that's been down below,
it could be real.
Yeah, we heard Frank talk about the long range guys coming up the line, and even the guys that were doing the natural history and the whale trips just saw so much more than normal, higher than normal, and then we're already, I mean, again, it's March and we're already starting to see signs of it.
Yeah. Speaking of Frank, Captain Frank Lopresti and Captain Jonathan Yamati will be in the studio tomorrow morning in the World Headquarters right here, 7 to 9 a.m., so you don't want to miss that. I know they have a big announcement
tomorrow.
Yeah, they do. So you don't want to miss that show with Frank and Jonathan tomorrow. You have a great text?
I do have a text standing by, actually. I think you might have read my last one, but but there's a bunch of them piled up.
I have one right here.
I was going to say, including this one.
Go ahead.
Says, great show, guys. I'm on my private boat. Manny, could you give me a little bit of your insight on trolling the yummy flyer? And then I also have a question. Is it possible to troll a yummy flyer or another surface-orientated bait and a Mad Mac at the same time?
I'm sure you could do both. The main thing with skipping the yummy is just your tacking direction, right, and being able to present it correctly in the air. But you could definitely do both. I don't know what you like to troll a Mad Mac with, but at what speed. But when we're fishing the yummy, we're going, you know, we're trolling anywhere between 8 to 11 knots.
Skip you still it or, fish it?
We do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're covering water, it's a great... bait, and then if you don't have a lot of traffic, when everyone's stacked up, it's hard. But when there's scattered fish and you want to cover a little area, you know, you just don't want to shut down or slow troll the flyer. Fishing the yummy is, people forgot about it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many different techniques, but that's a great one. But getting it perfected, you got to have someone in the cockpit, you know, like
watching it,
make sure it's not up in the air, it's in the clip, and make sure it's not drowning out. But
it's kind of a pain to fish.
Yeah, I mean it can be, but like if they're hitting, and you're
so
kind
cool,
of
though.
There's not a bunch of boats around, and you can get them on the yummy, and it's a good way to search and seek and destroy.
Yeah,
and then you can
on your
shut
own.
Down. Yeah, but you know, obviously there's a bunch of, it makes it more difficult when there's a bunch of boats tacking around. But
when there's small wolf packs of fish together that are not just one giant flat spot, it's so effective. And you know, you can go so much faster than you could walk in a frozen. You can cover a ton of zone, and you know, if you see them, or if there's little spots, you can just connect the dots from one to the other. It's still for sure got its place in the arsenal.
Yeah, it's all these techniques of, right, like every year it's something new, but I don't see as many people skipping the yummy around, but we do it quite a bit. So
yeah,
it's a good, like Rick said, it's a great way to cover water. I mean, there's small wolf packs and not all like giant schools.
You still fish the Mad Mac?
No, I never did.
Never
Sorry.
Did.
Oh,
no.
Good for you.
Fuel burner? The fuel burner?
Yeah, I mean that, and I just, it's just...
It's not fishing.
To me, it's not the... We don't do it that way. So we pretty much stick to, you know, the aerial assault with the kite and then, you know, like sinker rigs and what have you.
Uh-huh.
But, I'll throw the spreader bar around a little bit. Same thing if we're covering water and traveling somewhere. That thing gets licked. The Carlson spreader bars, they work well. Once again, I like to do that when I'm not around anybody.
Yeah.
We're covering water. And
you put it way back...
We do. The one thing about the spreader bar is, like, if there's eelgrass in the water, talk about the most frustrating thing in the world. You're like, oh, you see, like, a green strand on it, like, 200 yards back. You're like, reel it in.
Really?
But we've caught a lot of fish on it. But it's more of covering
and
water.
How fast do you troll
just,
that?
You know, our normal trolling speed, 7.5 to 8.5 knots.
Yeah.
Like, it's that thing... it works well. You get the right one, it works well. So, yeah. But we'll do a little bit of that. But, you know, we do a lot of flyer fishing.
That's awesome. That's good info right there.
A lot of different techniques.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that's great. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I've been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A C guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis
Inside
dealer.
Information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.